Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, happy Juneteenth, brought to you by Amazon and Kevin Herter. This is the Airbuds Podcast. My name's Jamel.
My name is Mike. Hello.
Fuck is up.
Jamel, how was your Juneteenth?
Oh, man, I had a blast. I got some new sheets. I got a gun.
On discount?
Yeah. Hammers are half off if you prove you're of African descent. Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
Happy Juneteenth. Officially a federal holiday. Very funny that it wound up. The first one was on a Saturday, so nobody got a day off.
It's happy basketball. How about that?
It is exactly our country to be like, Juneteenth is a federal holiday now. And when it's Thursday, and the federal holiday is on Saturday. And yeah.
When I saw the San Jose shark biting a man's shackles, I said to myself, man, that shark hates slavery.
It was one of the funniest. They deleted that, right? They deleted that.
Oh, for sure they deleted that.
Yeah. It's gone. It's off the air.
Yeah, they can't.
But yeah. Shout out San Jose Sharks for one of the most tone deaf and hilarious.
Beautiful.
Tributes. Yeah.
And everybody, you know, just keep in mind it's Juneteenth, brought to you by Amazon. And we are merely soldiers in the Jeff Bezos army.
We're all going to space with Jeff. And you know what? When I'm up there, I'm going to fucking kill him.
Yo, take him out. You got to keep him separated.
Space is international waters, right?
Yeah, it ain't even. It's space. The original outer space is water. You ever heard of the ocean? You ever seen a coral reef?
Never. Never up close. But here's what I'm going to say. NSA, you're listening to our podcast. This is parody, baby. I'm not really going to kill Jeff. I'm not going to space with him. But you put me in that ship, I'm killing him.
If Benner, if you end up in that ship, yeah. Have some leather gloves on you.
There is literally no, like, situation where I could ever wind up in space with him. Like, I have not been training. I don't have any kind of forewarning about it. But if tomorrow they're like, hey, you got to go to space with Jeff,
I'm killing that, dude.
Yeah, and I know you haven't been training because I know tall cans of PBR are not a part of NASA training. You can't have PBR and be an astronaut.
And that is what you are speaking from direct experience. Let's get some business out of the way right now before we dive right into the meat of this podcast.
I love meat.
Guys, go to patreon.com/airbuzzpod, right? You want to support the buds?
Probably. I mean, I could.
I think you do. I already know you do. If you the listener want to support the buds, go to Airbuds. Patreon.com/airbudspod. Mm-hmm. For $5 a month, you get bonus episodes. You get access to our Discord. Look, the pandemic fucked up all these plans, but we're going to start doing videos again soon.
We got to get back in at Club TG.
We do have to.
We got to at least throw one more party. The last party was legendary.
It really was. It was really good. But, patreon.com/airbudspod. If you want to support us without paying money, go to Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. We will read whatever you write in your review on the air, just like we're about to do with this. Headline on this one, Best Buds All Around by Deceive23. 5 stars. The body of the reviewer is, y'all are the best buds of my heart. Loving the WNBA talk. Please keep it up and give us your favorite WNBA follows on Twitter and Insta. So, I think you and I are immediately going to agree on the number one best WNBA follow. Should we say it? 3, 2, 1. Courtney Williams.
Courtney Williams. Come on. She just swags. There occasionally something funny from the road with the team in the story. Strippers. She's throwing money. Mm-hmm. Highlights. Good fits. Hot girlfriend. Maybe even fiance now.
Absolutely. Courtney Williams, number one WNBA follow. I will throw out there Derica Hamby, star for the Vegas Aces. Number one. Adorable daughter.
Yeah.
Very cute kid. Number two, Derica is a fucking troll on social media. Very funny to follow. Trolls her teammates constantly.
We like that. Sydney Coulson. Sydney Coulson on Twitter. Sydney Coulson's very good on Twitter.
Yes.
I don't know who she's very playing good for these days.
Liz Cambage, very good on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I think Liz Cambage is maybe the number one follow. And look, I mean,
come on. That's for the Maxim list, dog. That's not for real.
That's for the...
Oh, God.
I'm not even going to finish that sentence.
Yeah, Jesus, just stop. Just don't pull up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pull up on a horny bus.
The Ogwemeke sisters, very good on Twitter. Got their own shit going on. Follow them. If you want to get annoyed at someone, if you want to hate follow, look, a WNBA hate follow, Elena Deladon.
Yeah, just my white only ladies reason why, thriving.
White lady thriving, talking in the voice of her dog. You will be annoyed. You will love her, but you'll also be like, God damn it, why are you giving voice to your Great Dane puppy? I think, what did we just give, like 7 recommendations? We're good.
Yeah, I think we did it. I think we did pretty good. We missed a few, but you're always going to miss one.
You're always going to miss a bunch. Yeah. So go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. You can basically dictate the beginning of our podcast with that.
Yeah, it's kind of how it goes now. And it's still a little known fact because nobody's listening. But, you know.
Jamel, we've got decent numbers. What are you talking about?
Oh, we got numbers?
We're putting in numbers.
Okay, well, damn.
We're one of the more listened to.
I got a pair of Yeezys for sale. Size 12. some Yeezy 350s. I also got some, Bape. I got the New Balance Bape, size 8. Hit me up. Leave a review. And serious inquiries only.
Can I ask why you're so interested in selling those Yeezys? Like, because I saw on your story you were trying to push them. And then tonight when we were watching basketball together, I heard multiple times you reference these Yeezys. Why are you trying to move them?
Because I just got them. I got them for way less than I saw them for on StockX. And I said, hey, maybe I could sell these and get my windows tinted on my Lexus.
Fair. Absolutely fair.
So if you want to pay for the tints on my Lexus and or my new paint job, pick up some size 12 Yeezys with the box, new with the box.
Now, do you want people to help pay for your tints because you don't want them to see the weird wizard covers you have on your seats?
I am. The wizard's mobile is for me, and it's not for the cops to see.
Very recently, I got into Jamel's car, and he was like, hold on, let me straighten out the cover. And you had a full-on, like, probably 2002 era wizard logo seat cover wizard on your seat Lexus.
Covers.
Yeah.
My leather seats, it's either fix the seats or get seat covers. I found Lexus seat covers. I have not put them on the seats properly, but it's good enough.
They felt great.
Hell yeah.
And look, you can probably tell that I'm avoiding talking about
fine, we can milk the clock as long as you want, Benner. I'm here for you. That's why I came to the bar with the big boy shirt on. This is my first time wearing the big boy shirt. I put on my Iversons. I put on the ones he stepped over Ty Lue in. I did everything I could, and I also rooted for Kevin Herter for 30 straight minutes. I'm sorry. Right,
well, let's not get ahead of ourselves with why you love Kevin Herter so much.
Okay.
Tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers should have beaten the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay, now he's editorializing events. All right.
On paper, they are a better team. They should have not lost this series.
I got some paper right here. I don't see that shit.
You think you're the only one with paper? I got paper right here.
Dude, everybody got paper, bro. Paper is one of the easiest shits to get.
Look at these papers. I got so much paper.
I did not call this. I thought you guys were going to win. I thought you guys were going to beat the Hawks in 6 and then go win the NBA Finals. That's what I thought. When you told me you weren't worried about the Hawks, I just knew it was going to be closer than you thought. I am truly sorry. Have a sip.
I went for a sip and I like turned it back because I was like, I got to answer this. The Sixers have to trade Ben Simmons.
They have to get rid of that dude. Here we go.
That's all I got. Like,
that's all he has to say. He's done. It's not the Kardashians' fault. It's not Blake's fault.
It's not. It's not the Kardashians' fault. It's not anyone's fault. Like, the fault lies solely at the feet of Ben Simmons.
Not Doc's fault. You're not putting any of this on Doc.
How could I? He's a fine coach that is good at managing a specific type of player, and he came to a team that did not have any of those players, and he's fine. He is Brett Brown with a championship. That's all he is.
Wow. Okay. Now he's getting personal. Now he's taking, have a big sip. Now he's I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know who you guys could use? You guys could use Chris Paul.
You know who we could use? We could use James Harden, who we had the shot at getting, but the Sixers were like, Ben Simmons is untradeable. What the fuck? He's unplayable now. Like, it's crazy.
He would have been so much fun on the Rockets. Him, Christian Wood, John Wall, just all fucking crump dancing down there together.
Is there an Australian version of crumping?
I mean, yeah, sure. He fucking hit a fucking didgeridoo and you know, 23 skidoo, my man.
I don't have really much to say about this. Like, Joel Embiid, Seth Curry, like, they are great parts to a team. Ben Simmons, I mean, we watched it. Like, Kevin Herter made him look silly.
Well, the thing is, it was the way that they were. The Sixers decided we're going to make Kevin Herter beat us. We're going to get the ball out of Trae Young's hands. And the way we're covering shit, we're leaving him one-on-one. And this was based on him having a miserable shooting night at home in game 6. And it did not work. It was a lot of him scoring on whoever the fuck they had down there on him. Shake Milton got some. Thibault got one, didn't he?
I mean, Shake a lot Milton of dudes. Was in for like six
a hot
minutes
second.
Total.
I'm trying to. Was it Tobias? It wasn't Tobias. It was Seth Curry. Was it Seth Curry who was on him? Who was down there getting him buckets?
That's the thing is that like Kevin Herter was an afterthought for them. So it was like basically spread out through the whole team.
Yeah, Korkmaz got a. You know, Forkmaz got a taste. I call him Forkmaz.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this earlier. You're confused because his name's Furkan Korkmaz, but you love forks, so.
I do love forks.
It's what we mostly eat off of.
I'm going to eat with a fork after the show.
I'm probably grabbing a fork as soon as we're done recording.
I'm putting it in your leg?
Yeah. So I can fucking feel something.
Look, man, you guys lose in the second round all the time. It's fine.
It's fine. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
After like game 3, I was like, the Sixers do not deserve to win this series. And then they blew 2 giant leads, one after another, in the series. And I was like, oh, they totally do not deserve to win the series. So, like, going into tonight, I was like, the Sixers deserve to lose. So, if they lose, I'll be fine. But if they win, that would be fucking bonus points. Then they lost, and now I'm like, what the fuck?
Benner.
Like, I'm not fine.
Benner, I had a pool party planned. How you going to let Kevin Herter fuck up my Juneteenth pool party? June 20th.
That's on you. I don't know why you invited Kevin Herter, honestly.
My bad. You right. Here's why I love Kevin Herter. He went to the University of Maryland.
Here's why I'm confused. I did not get an invite. You had a Juneteenth party. And
the only white guy I invited was Kevin Herter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't invite Peter either.
I would think the only two white people you would invite would be me and Peter. But you invited Kevin Herter.
Yeah. I invited Larry Wilmore, Robert Townsend, Kevin Herter, Chico DeBarge.
I'm a little offended because, like, you listed Larry Wilmore.
Yeah.
Who else was it?
I said Larry Wilmore, Robert Townsend, Kevin Herter, Chico DeBarge.
Okay, yeah.
Alfie Woodard.
I would have loved to have, like, chatted up with Larry Wilmore and Robert Townsend, but
Ving Rhames was there.
Fuck, Ving was there?
Yeah. We talked about Holiday Heart the whole time.
Did he say anything about the meats or no?
Nah. I didn't want to press him out.
I mean, look, I don't even know what else to say.
Trade Ben Simmons for what? Who wants him?
I mean, I'm like, trade Ben Simmons to the Blazers for Dame, along with Matisse and Maxey and a pick or two. I don't
know. Two. We're going to need two, actually. Ella, you know my favorite thing about fans of playoff teams that just lost? The piece they want traded, niggas would just... trade Ben for Luka. You know what I'm saying? Niggas would just say anything. Trade Ben for a time machine and then get Kareem. And then trade Embiid for two Embiids.
I mean, look, if we could trade Embiid for two Embiids, I would take that.
This is how you fix the Sixers. You trade Embiid for multiple Embiids. Mm-hmm. You start there. Then we pick up the mascot's option. You're going to need the mascot around. Keep him around long term.
I'll tell you, Franklin the dog, I would get rid of that motherfucker immediately if I'm
the
Sixers.
Franklin, you're trading Franklin the dog sucks. For Rocky or CJ McCollum?
Can we get the Suns gorilla in the trade somehow?
The thing about being that guy also, the guy that every team wants because we all assume his current employer is ready to throw him away as well. Your CJ McCollums, your Bradley Beals. It's this weird matrix of skill and availability. You're just good enough to be coveted, but you're not big enough to be unavailable. So now everybody just gets to say where you should be, and they do it all summer, all in your fucking socials, photoshopping you and all type of shit. Sucks.
Should we talk about how the Suns handled the Clippers at all?
Yes, we have to talk about how the Suns handled the Clippers. We have to talk about how the Clippers handled the Jazz. Clipper history took place in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
This very weekend. Happy Juneteenth, you bish.
It was on Juneteenth, wasn't it?
Juneteenth. French Juneteenth.
What is French Juneteenth?
You know what it is, man. Don't make me answer that.
They, what? They, like, Brie was finally free in Paris? What do you, I don't know what French Juneteenth is.
Yeah, Juneteenth was the day that they realized they don't have to use deodorant like the rest of the world.
Well, no, I think...
No, it's the San Jose Shark with a beret on.
Nothing happened on Juneteenth except for the Bucks beating...
Yeah, which...
The Nets, which would not have happened if Kevin Durant had the right shoe size.
He wears shoes size too big?
Well, yes. You know what I'm talking about, right? The Kevin Durant hit a three-pointer to put the Nets over the Bucks at the with 1 second to go, and they reviewed it. And because Kevin Durant, who famously wears one size too big shoe during a game, the slightest bit of his toe was on the 3-point line. So they ruled it a two. That went to overtime, and then the Bucks beat them.
Rough, man. The Bucks wanted to give him that game so bad. And he ran out of steam. He was by himself. Absolutely. I mean, James was a shell of a man. Couldn't get a lift on a jumper. Joe Harris went injured. 1 for 5 in catching shoots. You know, we needed one more of them. That one in overtime would have changed worn everything.
Out. Yeah.
You know, where does Joe Harris end up? He's not on the Nets next year, is he?
I don't know what his contract looks like, but he was very good all year long.
I don't know.
I don't. I think the Nets try to re-sign him. I don't know what his deal is right now, but like if it is just like. Resigning him, I think they do. He was very good. Like, literally very good up until the last couple games.
Up until when we needed him most.
I don't know. I think the Nets' fatal flaw was James Harden and Kyrie Irving getting injured.
For sure.
I don't think it's Joe Harris's fault.
Does Budenholzer become the first coach fired after making a conference final?
I think so. He fucking sucks. He's bad. He's like literally bad at coaching. He got lucky that the Nets were depleted.
Why didn't the Nets fans stop chanting the countdown? At what point do you realize he's shooting on 12, it's making him better, and the refs aren't calling your stupid clock?
I'm going to confess to being a nerd here. There was a couple games in this week where I literally pulled out my phone stopwatch, and I was timing the moment that Giannis got the ball in his hand to when he shot. The dude was shooting 12, 13 seconds. Like, he should have been called for that 10-second rule literally dozens of times. And I'm just like, why make the rule? Why make a big fucking deal about making the rule if you're not going to call it? Like, Giannis should have been literally dozens of his foul shots should have been waved off because he cannot shoot a foul shot within 10 seconds.
What about the game 7 ones? Same?
Same. I was watching, and yeah,
He's won two MVPs, Mike. They're going to let him do whatever he wants.
Exactly. And also, they let him commit offensive fouls whenever he wants. The dude is a walking offensive foul. He throws his elbows into people's chests. He pushes off on almost every layup. The dude, like, he's Giannis has been giving, like, the biggest cushion of any superstar ever.
He's still not that good in the second half. I mean,
That's what's crazy. Chris Middleton won the last three games for them.
You got to remember, you're talking to me, baby boy. I've been on the Chris Middleton train for like 3 years now.
You have been. You have been. You are saying Chris Middleton is the number one option on that team forever. And he's the dude that wins games for them. Giannis might wind up with 35 points in a game, but it's Chris Middleton that's doing it
for them. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that structure for the team. But one of them MVPs, Nike bought one of them MVPs. That's fine. Nike bought at least one of his MVPs, and that's fine. But I just need Nike to just admit that they bought it.
They never will. What are you talking about?
I would just like that because, come on. Honorable mention to Drew Holiday. Come on. He was ready to fade away.
Phil Knight, come on the pod. Yeah.
Well, Phil Knight, please come on the pod.
Phil Knight, come on the pod. Admit your shit. Let's go.
Let us go. Shit. It's okay, Benner.
Jamel. I just have to admit the Sixers are never, like, they're never going to win. Philly will never win again. That's fine.
It's fine. You guys get Beal. You give us Tobias and Ben for Beal. Give us Tobias and Ben for Beal. You can have
Tobias, Ben for Beal. Okay. And then we'll just swap some players, and then you and I will forever be losers
together. I'm going to wear the same outfit as you every day.
Does it feel weird that Peter, out of the three of us, is the only guy that knows what it's like to, like, have a winning team that he roots for?
I mean, that's kind of what this show is based on, I guess.
Right. I'm just like, you and I.
But you got the best team.
We're great. You and I are great. Peter is the loser of the podcast.
Yeah, and for yet sure.
His team won.
I know. Recently, too.
And I'm only saying that because he's not here.
And it's disgusting. I mean, it's fine.
But he's not here, so let's say it. Peter's the biggest fucking loser, and yet his team won.
Benner, just talk to me right now. How much are you willing to spend on Clippers Suns tickets, game 3? What's up?
Oh, a lot. We're going no matter what. Whatever.
Yeah. I can't go to game 4 because I already have Mystic tickets.
Fair.
Same night the convention center.
We're going to be in Staples Center. The Clippers, well, you know, I don't know. We might have to go to Phoenix.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
See the Suns. Take a picture with the Suns and 4 guy.
Shout out Nut. Let's go.
You can't. Yo, guys, the Suns and 4 guy cannot become a celebrity for beating a guy up. That's just setting a bad example. We've already let people be celebrities for fucking on camera. Let's just stop there.
Did you see, by the way, the dude he beat the shit out of?
Yeah, he was on Vlad TV. What the fuck? Who? How was he doing on Vlad TV's intern is talking to him? What was that? Can you explain?
He came on with a, like, who didn't really beat me up kind of video. He beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, this kid had his pants fully off his ass. on fucking Father's Day?
That was my favorite.
You got
favorite
your pants
thing.
Off your ass?
The video. Oh, God. Go to Airbuds on Twitter. Go to Airbuds Pod on Twitter. We retweeted the video. The dude that got his ass kicked by the Sons of Four guy did a like breakdown of the video about how he didn't really get his ass kicked, and his pants are down near his fucking knees while he's sitting in a chair. The dude did not do himself well. I feel like you got your fucking ass kicked.
The only dude who won was DJ Vlad's understudy. Great Absolutely. Way to get your name out there. His next interview yep. is going to be 10 times bigger than this one. Also, yep. Shout out to Sons and Four guy who kind of looks like Jack Wagner of Yeah But Still fame.
Looks absolutely like Jack Wagner. As we covered in our previous Patreon episode, maybe a bad person, but, you know, who knows?
We don't know. It's an interesting 15 minutes of fame. You get Devin Booker's real phone number because you beat a guy's ass in Denver. Who knows what's next?
You know, what's funny. It's like
him and Bad Baby about to have a song together.
If beating somebody's ass at a sporting event could have gotten someone famous in like 2005, I could have had like 5 moments.
Come on, dude. You would have went crazy for that time you beat somebody up at Sixers Bucks.
I got pulled into a couple fights in the mid-2000s where I rocked some people's shit. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to be. I'm a mostly passive person, but I'm a large person. So I get pulled into shit a lot.
Only for those who bring you, who wish you ill, and Jeff Bezos are these hands.
Yeah. So if Twitter was around in 2006, I could have our podcast would be much bigger, is what I'm saying.
That's fine.
Jamel, how's Hades going?
It's going good. I finally beat it. I beat it the same night the Clippers vanquished the Jazz, which felt very poetic.
You vanquished your dad that day on Father's Day.
Beat my dad's ass. Father's Day Eve. Finally put him down. Mm-hmm. And now I'm trying to beat it a second time because I don't even know why. Just to hear one new cutscene.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Well, look, we're a podcast that is supported by a lot of very good listeners, a few of whom are dads, and I just want to shout out Happy Father's Day to the people that listen to us that have kids. Way to go. I hope your wives tolerate you as you, I don't know, neglect your kids while you listen to us fucking ramble on.
But, yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Sixers are trash.
You don't have to
say
that.
They need to tank for picks.
Oh, wow.
Get rid of Ben.
Whoa. All right.
Look, they hired Daryl Morey for a reason.
How many Zimas?
Take the wheel.
How many Zimas have you had tonight, Benner?
I've not had any Zimas. Have I had multiple PBRs that you witnessed? Yes.
Yes, I did.
Did I crack open a beer before we record it? Here I go. Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah.
I hate the Sixers. I hate Ben Simmons. They should all die. If it's like a big bopper situation where their plane crashes tonight, that would be great.
God damn it. No.
They're don't playing at that. Home tonight, but like, what?
You don't mean that.
If you look at the Wizards roster right now and you're like, we could reset it and get 12 new players, would you do that?
No. That's fucking crazy. No.
Bruce is different.
What the fuck?
Look, okay, I don't mean it. I don't mean it. I don't want anyone to die. I want everyone to live and be happy. Okay? I'm just a little annoyed tonight that the superior team gave a 7-game series away to fucking okay. Trae Young. And losing it. Herter. Kevin Herter.
You're just mad because he looks like Howdy Doody. That's not his fault.
He is a puppet. He's a human puppet, Jamel.
That's not his fault. It's no one's fault, okay? It's not your fault, Benner. The Sixers aren't your fault.
It's not his fault. He was born. But, you know, at some point he needs to look at himself and be like, do I have puppet privilege? And he needs to examine his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he looks at himself in the mirror tonight and he realizes I'm a bad person and he shoots himself in the face.
Oh, my God. Benner. No.
No. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't mean that. I don't mean that. I just
come on.
The Sixers should have won this series, and they shat the bed over and over and over again.
There's no way Ben Simmons can learn free throws this summer, right? There's no way Ben Simmons can learn free throws this summer.
There's no way he's going to improve. He has not improved since his
what if he goes to the Olympics? What if he goes to the Olympics and then Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant teach him how to shoot free throws?
And what, he's going to play for fucking Australia and lose?
Oh, yeah,
I forgot. In the fucking quarterfinals? He sucks. I love Ben Simmons so much. One of my biggest disappointments in my basketball life is that I need to just accept that he's never going to improve.
Acceptance helps. While you reflect, I like to also say, much yep. like Luke Kennard shouldn't be wearing black Clippers jerseys, Kevin Herter should not be wearing the Martin Luther King jersey. When they wear those jerseys, make him wear a plain black tee. Just so that everybody knows what team he's on, but he shouldn't be wearing that. That being said, I might buy one. I might buy me a Kevin Herter Martin Luther King jersey.
If the Hawks go to the finals,
yeah,
I will buy Kevin Herter MLK jersey with you.
Fuck yeah. Matching outfits again? And yes!
Yes. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Jamel and I both showed up to the Roost tonight in Los Angeles, hit it up hey, in Atwater Village, the Roost, the place where we watch a lot of basketball together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I showed up wearing my Air Buds Joel Embiid shirt. And boy, was I surprised when I got a hand on my shoulder and I turned around and Jamel was wearing the same exact Joel Embiid, our favorite little big boy shirt.
Felt good. I felt great.
Home. Yeah. Yeah. It did feel. It was a great way to like, I feel weird being back in like my bar that I love. But then I turned around and saw you wearing my same exact fucking shirt. And I was like, oh, cool. I'm not alone.
Yeah, man. We ride together. We die together. We get high together. We also battled with an old man for the jukebox all afternoon.
Shout out to all the people. I had a lot of jukebox selections on the thing. Like they did not play until after we left. So like there's somebody hearing a bunch of D'Angelo and Lauryn Hill right now at the Roost in Atwater Village. I hope it is helping them get laid.
It is. Maybe.
Thank you. Jamel, anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
I want to plug Chris Paul coming back for probably game 4.
I hope so.
That's just my guess.
I truly hope so.
I want to say I'm sorry to Paul George. This is actually a thank you letter to Terrence Mann, but I'll toss you in there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to check the tape on a lot of things. I swear I'm right all the time. I think I was right on Terrence Mann. I think I said that was a good pick for the Clippers at the time. Probably everyone did.
I don't think Peter had really any take on it, but I think you and I were both like, Terrence Mann is going to be fucking good. And then he wound up being good.
Our boy came to life, man.
He fucking rescued the Clipper seasons for sure.
Yeah, so bless him. And yeah, Denver, this Friday, if you are in Denver, things to do in Denver when you're dead, and you are not Andy Garcia, come on out to the Black Buzzard at Oscar Blues. It's somewhere around maybe downtown. I think they say the neighborhood is called Lodo now. I'm sure it was called something less catchy 5 years ago. One night in Denver, the 25th, come through. Tickets are $20 because we all are got to buy each other masks.
Go to that. What is it? FadedDenver.com? FadedComedyDenver.com?
Yeah. Faded Denver, Faded Comedy Denver. Just Google Faded Denver for more info. The link is in my bio on my Instagram, which is at Broccoli House. Thank you.
Hit that shit up. If you are in Colorado, go to see Jamel. Headline this show. It's going to be fucking good.
It is going to be a good one. And I'll let you smoke weed right next to me.
I mean, that's basically a promise. Jamel is going to fucking... You say burning it down, baby. You put your mouth on that blunt. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wrapping my lips right around it, baby. Mwah! Mwah, 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 mwah.
At Airbuds Pod on all socials for our podcast, at Nonprofit Comic on Twitter for Jamel. At Benner for me, BENNER. Hit us up. Fuck the Sixers.
Wow. All right.
Let's go, Suns. Let's go, Suns.
Elo Suns.
Elo Suns.
Suns in 12.
Thinking Hooters. Thinking Hooters in 12. Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact,
you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.